Can the true scope and essence of what it is like to be in outer space be accurately captured in a Hollywood film? If it can, I believe that director Alfonso Cuarón has achieved just that with his film Gravity. Cuarón and his cinematographer Emmanuel Lubezki have broken new ground with this visual spectacle. Some are comparing it to 2001: A Space Odyssey. Not an exaggeration. As the only near IMAX theater is in Far East El Paso, either of the 3D cinemas in Las Cruces will have to suffice. Sandra Bullock stars as medical engineer Dr. Ryan Stone on her first space mission with experienced astronaut Matt Kowalski, George Clooney. The two are servicing a space telescope when word comes of the oncoming debris from an inoperative Russian satellite. Not only does this destroy the mission and soon their shuttle, the Explorer, but it sets up for them and us a harrowing chain of events. We are offered two likable characters with Stone and Kowalski, and Bullock delivers what may be the performance of her career by bringing humanity and humility to a character in larger-than-life circumstances. But what is most overwhelming about the film as a whole is the way that it takes us, the audience, right into these overwhelming circumstances. As Dr. Stone is thrown out of control from the shuttle, the camera spins, and so too do we. As Stone begins to lose oxygen in her thruster pack, fog appears in her helmet, and we see it appear on the screen. When she cries, the tears float off her face and into zero gravity air. When we are taken into these moments of struggle so deeply, they prove to be something that could only be captured in the medium of cinema. With Ed Harris of Apollo 13 and The Right Stuff serving as the voice of Mission Control, and Dr. Stone's character appearing to be a slight tribute to Ellen Ripley of Alien, the movie as a whole seems to be trying to be the quintessential space film. With the visual scale and suspenseful intensity it achieves in only 90 minutes, I think it may have succeeded. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with a weekly film review.